The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Here's an interesting conversation between David, the author of the Psalms, and he's talking now to somebody that always seems to be worried about the bad things that are out there in the world. And if you look at TV or our phones and social media, we can find all kinds of stuff in the news to worry about. You got the China threat, global terrorism, stock markets crashing. Honestly, it seems like media companies have kind of become these merchants of fear that use threats to keep us glued to the TV. And that's a whole other story. But today we're reminded that when we are challenged by the wicked things that are out there in the world that give us cause to worry, we are to do what the righteous does, and that is to keep our trust in God. Here is Psalms chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, fly like a bird to the mountains for safety? The wicked are stringing their bows and fitting their arrows on the bowstrings. They shoot from the shadows at those whose hearts are right. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? That's what the nervous Nelly is saying to David. He's saying, the sky is falling. What can a Christian do with all this evil in the world? And now we go to verse 4, which is David's reply. But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everyone closely, examining every person on earth. That tells us that God misses nothing. We are to leave all the wicked things and the stuff that want to weigh us down to God, because God's going to see all this stuff through. God reigns over all of these evils in the world. He was way before, and he always will be. And David, the psalmist, reminds us, trust in God. Trust in the fact that God looks after his children. That's how he opens up today's psalm. On the Psalms, here's another one that reminds us not to worry. That's found in chapter 55, verse 22. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and God will sustain you. God will never let the righteous be shaken. So, we should not be like the worrywart, as found in today's Psalms, that runs around like a chicken with their head cut off, but rather do like David does and trust in God, because God will protect us. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Take care and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.